It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Oh my god. Oh, I already talked about why we're so afraid of clowns early this month, but you know, it kind of got me on this thought process of there's more than one clown story out there, and there's actually some very real serial killers that actually dressed up as clowns or had something to do with it. So guess what? Yeah, we're talking about real killer clowns. And you know, when I think of, like, say, Twisty from American Horror Story Freak Show, I mean, he's a straight up nightmare. And then you got, like, you know, It. Like, come on, man. Freaking It. Pennywise, like, here he comes. Like, come on. He was terrifying, too. But these guys are all made up, man. They're not the real deal. You can call that easy because none of these are real. However, I have some really bad news. Clown killers have existed. And they're out there. Or at least they were. A lot of them are locked up or even dead now. John Wayne Gacy is by far the most infamous of the killer clowns. But there have been others as well. You know, given that Halloween is approaching, now is probably a good time to take a look back at some terrifying real American horror stories involving twisted clowns. Warning, this is some really twisted. So I mentioned Gacy already. Gacy's a highly notable American serial killer who was widely known as the Killer Clown. Gacy's alter ego was Pogo the Clown. He made a living working at children's parties. In 1980, he was convicted of murdering 33 young men between the years 1972 and 78. Though he stabbed his first victim to death, most died of asphyxiation and strangulation after he sexually molested or even raped them. He put the bodies in a crawl area behind his home, and when he ran out of space, he dumped them in the river. Gacy spent 14 years in prison before dying of lethal injection in 94. He was also an artist, and the picture above is a self-portrait, and I'll be sure to use that picture above as the podcast art for this episode for you guys, because it's just creepy. Oh boy, but have you heard of Amon Paul Carlock Jr.? Gacy is infamous, but you may not have heard of Carlock. He was a well-respected police officer in Springfield, Illinois for years. In his personal time, he dressed like Klutzo the Clown, which sounds so fun, and entertained children through the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. He even volunteered for missions abroad to put on shows for kids. What a stand-up guy, huh? Yeah, stand-up guy, great big shoes. It was the returning from one of these trips that he ran into some trouble, though. In 2007, he was stopped by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in San Francisco. They found over 60 images of child pornography on his phone and laptop, and more when they searched his home later. Carlock died after 39 days bouncing between jail and the hospital. To this day, the circumstance of his death remains somewhat shady, but I'm like to think that, you know, they usually have it out for child molesters in prison, so it's not a surprise he was killed pretty much right away. Now, the most recent clown murder happened, you know, just a few years ago. Back in 2013, Francisco Rafael Alarondo Felix, it's a mouthful, was in Los Cabos, Baja California, Mexico, celebrating his 64th birthday. In the middle of his party, someone dressed in a clown outfit walked up and shot Felix in the head and chest, killing him right there and then. Yep. Just lovely. Happy birthday. The clown then fled the scene in an SUV. Felix was a drug lord in Mexico and could have had any number of enemies, which makes it really hard to identify the suspect for his murder. Many people are suspected, but no one was ever actually convicted. A video of the murder was uploaded to YouTube, and you don't see the actual murder, but you can see the clown walking to his victim at 29 seconds in, and you guys can check that out. God. Ugh. It gets worse, though. The West Palm Beach Killer Clown on the morning of May 26, 1990. Marlene Warren opened her door and a clown with flowers and silver balloons was standing there. The clown promptly shot her once in the face and then turned and drove away in a white Chrysler LeBaron. The victim's husband, Michael Warren, and his suspected mistress, Sheila Keene, were the chief suspects. But there wasn't enough evidence and they were never convicted. The case has never been solved. I mean, come on. These clowns are just out of control. And then you got your phantom clowns. In the 80s and early 90s, there was a flood of reports about clowns in vans, usually white, attempting to lure children in with candy. Most of the occurrences happened around Chicago and Boston, but no clowns were ever caught or identified. Though some regard the Phantom Clowns as an urban legend, both children and adults have claimed to see them. And it gets better. Some paranormal investigators have maybe even linked this to a more modernized version of, get this, the black-eyed kids, due to the white makeup and black makeup around the eyes. Oh, God. Okay, I can't do any more clowns. I've had enough. I did 2 episodes this year on freaking clowns. I'm not doing any clowns next year. None. Oh, look, a boat. That's nice. I think I'll chase it down this here, this sidewalk in the puddle and, oh, God. Hope you guys are enjoying 31 Days of Halloween. Hope you guys come back tomorrow. Hope you guys subscribe. Hope you guys don't have clown nightmares thanks to me. Maybe we'll have an easier time tomorrow. We'll talk about something less creepy. How about an island full of creepy little dolls? See you then.